For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, we have had the wettest winter that anyone can remember. And what is that doing to your landscape and your garden? And we're going to ask the expert, David Gibbs of Gibbs Landscape, is on the line with me. Normally, he is in studio with me, but because of the Olympic trials going on downtown and closing parts of Peachtree Street, he is pulled over in some parking lot. So thank you, David, for being so flexible.
Oh, thank you, Belinda. Thanks for having us on the show. You never know in Atlanta what the traffic hits at any time.
That's why everybody needs to keep it tuned to 95.5 WSB so we can keep them abreast to what's going on in the traffic, because Floyd Hillman is on top of everything today, and we'll let him know what's open and what's closed. So, okay, so everybody is worried about their landscape right now with all this rain. What are you seeing in your business at Gibbs Landscaping with the amount of rain that we've had and relatively mild temperatures, except for the last few days?
Sure. I mean, what people don't, we don't think about is roots on plants and trees need a lot of oxygen. And with this massive amount of rain, which has been just terrible, I mean, it's like one of the worst that we've seen on record. What's it doing? It's taking a lot of our space, space within the soil, that holds the oxygen. The roots are not picking up the oxygen, so that's what we're seeing a lot of yellowing of plants. Plants get by top Rosectonia, different funguses. So that's what you're seeing out there right now. But right now, it's just majorly oversaturated, compacted.
Okay, what can we do? What is there anything that we can do?
Sure, yeah. I mean, you know, right now we're seeing such a bad situation. I mean, you know, if you've got, you know, your mulch is in and up down in your neighbor's yard or down the street, or plants are in the river or whatever. I mean, it's so bad that stuff's floating away.
Yeah.
You know, look at your yard. In that case, you've got a drainage problem. Look at your downspouts. We're seeing a lot of areas, like in Gibbs right now, we're doing a lot of drainage work. We're putting in a lot of French drains, surface drains. And you've got to make sure you move that water away from the house, off the gutters. And surface drains are going to pretty much take care of water that's puddling in areas. Say, I don't care if it's in a grass area or a bed area. And then French drain is your subsurface water down in there, which helps move it on out. Look at your area first before you do any type of planting. Now's a great time to do planting. You just got to make sure you plant it high and plant it with the right organic matter to make sure it doesn't get too saturated.
Right. Well, you don't have to worry about watering it for a while, that's for sure.
No, not at all. It's going to be a while, I think. I'm in a situation now.
Okay, folks, if you want to join us on the line and speak with David Gibbs from Gibbs Landscaping about your landscape, your plants that you have in the ground that maybe you're worried about, your lawn, what you need to be doing right now, maybe something going on in your garden, give us a call, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750, and we'll take your call. So what is this doing to our grasses and our lawns right now, David? I know sometimes I look out in the backyard and it looks like a pool.
I know. The grass, we're seeing a lot of yellow patch and fescue. That's due to, again, just oversaturation. So, you know, our basically, there's just nothing in the ground that can hold any space for oxygen. So that's what you're seeing. We're seeing roots decay, and then that's causing a fungus issue. And then in terms of our warm season grasses, Of course, they're dormant, but what's going to happen with those, there's fungus in there, and it just hasn't come up yet. So we'll start seeing that in the next couple of months. So I would recommend having a really strong fungicide program, and you're going to have to fertilize more and do more pre-em because all that's just leaching out of the ground a lot faster.
Now, do you recommend that homeowners do this themselves, or they hire a company to do these fungicides and pre-emergence and things like that?
Well, the advantage of hiring a company, a professional company, is they're going to do soil tests, and they're really going to take really what soil we got, a high pH, low pH. They're going to know what's the best products and how much to put out on that particular yard, because every yard's different in Atlanta depending on what area. So if you do it yourself, you're going to need to send off a soil test and do it. It takes a little while, and you're going to have to go to the one of the stores and try to figure out what's going to be the best thing for you. You can do it. It's just going to be a little bit more work.
Okay, so you're going to have to know what's going on and be a little
sure.
more diligent about your research. Okay,
exactly.
Folks, it is 12 minutes after 1 o'clock. I want to give you a heads up that President Trump is going to speak about the coronavirus at 1:30, roughly, and we are going to carry that live. So I will toss it to news when that happens. So if you want to stay tuned, we'll have that coming your way at 1:30, so stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, we are talking about your lawn and your garden and your landscape and what the rain has done to it so far. And Kirk Mellish is calling for more on Monday, so we've got that to look forward to. But we'd like to hear from you at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. We have Guy, welcome to WSB. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys doing?
Good. How can we help you?
Hi, Guy.
Well, hi. How you doing? I've had a terrible problem with voles in my yard in the last 10 years or so, and now at the community garden in Buford, they're annihilating our potato crop and anything grows underground last spring through the winter, and I know they're about to get active. I was wondering if you had the same problem in your gardens, the gift gardens, and if so, what you're doing about it.
Yeah, voles and moles are just you kind of almost look like squirrels getting in your yard. I mean, they're everywhere, and it's hard to keep them out. But the thing is, a lot of people are doing, they're going to the exterminator and going after the grubs and what's under the ground they're doing. That's an idea.
So these are voles. Now, they eat the plants. The moles eat the grubs.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So, either way, sometimes it's hard to tell if it is actually vole or mole, so a lot of times we go there first. There's a lot of different little devices out there, vibrating devices that can, that you can put in the soil to keep them or move them to the other yard. But a lot of people, in terms of, going and just stepping on the area, trying to aggravate them to move them onto another yard, that's always something that works. But there's really no magic chemical or anything to really move them out. And cats are always a great thing if you can bring those in. I wish there was a better.
I've had good luck with my neighbor's cats hunting in my yard. Yeah.
The cats actually do really the best, but a lot of people, when I say that, just don't want to hear what I'm saying.
I can back that up.
Yeah, it's a tough battle. Everybody's struggling with it. I wish there was a way to really come in and just spray and get rid of them, but unfortunately, it's just not an easy way. There is some guy that, heard a couple of companies that come in, specialize in actually, whether they come in and try to trap them or do something, I've heard that, I'm not sure if it's 100%, but, it's a tough one.
Because it really tears up your lawn.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm okay with them turning up the lawn because it really aerates it. And if you're watering it, it really doesn't hurt it that much. And like you said, you push it down with your feet. I'm desperate. I'm planting catnip at the community garden this spring, so just try to bring some cats in.
Yeah. Really, you're probably doing that is going to be the best way to move them to another yard and just move down the street.
Yeah, maybe the hawks will send them out like they did the rabbits the last couple of years. I don't know.
Oh, okay, Guy. Thank you for your call, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Guy.
Bye-bye. It is 16 minutes after 1 o'clock. We'll see if we can get one more call in. That's Demetrius. You're on WSB. How are you, Demetrius?
Hello. I'm very well. How are you doing?
Love your voice.
Thank you. I want to be in your business.
It sounds like you can be. How can we help you today?
Well, I have centipede grass, and there I haven't been able to find anyone, especially the major landscaping companies, that knows what to do with centipede grass. And I wanted to know when I should overseed now, and is there a particular aeration tool that I can go out and purchase myself? I have about a quarter of an acre in the front that I want to aerate and put down seed. And in other words, how do I prepare it for the growing season?
Yeah, hey, Demetrius, thanks for the call.
Sure.
What part of town are you in?
I am in Cobb County in the Smyrna, Mapleton area.
Okay. Have you had much of a problem with the centipede in terms of any winter damage in the past? Any, like, are there any spots that have died out over the years?
Yes, over the years, yes. I've gotten it back in the past couple of years. I've been able to restore it, and it's looking pretty decent now. I still have a few trouble areas, but it's looking pretty good.
Okay, well, the key to centipede, it is a grass. We don't see it a lot here in Atlanta, but it's a grass that's very sensitive to high soil phosphorus levels, okay, which basically means is you want to go with some type of fertilizer twice a year, like a 15-0-15 or a 16-4-8, and just do it twice.
Okay.
You don't want to go in and hit it with a lot of just nitrogen. That's not going to help. But it only takes two fertilizations a year. It's not one that needs a lot of feeding.
Okay. And what time of year?
Well, I would do one, let's see, coming up in April and then another one in the summer. I have seen in some of the box we have a good centipede program where they'll give you those exact elements to use. If you use that, you can still go ahead and put the pre-em out. Pre-em's going to be, I would say, coming up in March.
Okay.
I would do the pre-em. Aeration is going to definitely want to be a little later. I would more toward May or June on that.
Oh, thank you so much, because I was ready to do it now.
No, not now.
Go ahead and wait on that. It's just really too wet, and it's way still too cold. But it's if you do that and follow it, you'll have great-looking centipede. It'll work.
Okay.
All right. We're getting ready. Yeah. Let me put you on hold, Demetrius, so you can get that question answered, that final question. We're listening to Atlanta Living with David Gibbs from Gibbs Landscape. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News. Listen first thing Monday, too, for those all-important news, weather, and traffic updates. Now back to Atlanta Living with Belinda.
Thank you, Scott, and welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We are talking about your landscape for the next half hour with David Gibbs with Gibbs Landscaping. And the rain is really taking a toll on everything that you have planted right now. So we're taking your questions at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And before we went to break, we had Demetrius on the line, and Demetrius had a question about his centipede. And centipede is not the most chosen grass of the Atlanta area, but he's making it work. But Demetrius had another question for David. What was that, Demetrius?
Sure. Go ahead, Demetrius.
I guess the bottom line, David, is so my next steps are to wait until about March, late March, early April, to aerate, seed, and fertilize?
Right. Yeah, the two, go and do the fertilizer. Yes, fertilizer coming up in April, and then I do another one in the summer sometime, just two of them.
Okay. I've seen the Gibbs trucks around. I'm going to give you guys a call, and because you seem to be the ones that can give me some answers.
Oh, they're the best.
Oh, sure thing. Yeah, please feel free to give us a call, Demetrius.
All right, we'll do. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you so much for your call.
Okay.
All righty.
And what is that phone number, David, if folks want to give you guys a call?
770-432-7761.
That is 770-432-7761. And they keep my landscape looking. I'm the envy of the neighborhood. They keep me looking good. And we have, I don't think we have time to take a full call, but remember, we may be throwing it to the president for his update on the coronavirus. We've just had word that we've had our recent death from the coronavirus recently, so we want to update you on that news. So stay tuned. That's coming your way next. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And speaking of Marietta Plastic Surgery, they'll be on with us next hour at 2 o'clock, so get those questions ready. Right now, we are talking about your landscape and with David Gibbs from Gibbs Landscape and waiting for President Trump to come on board, and he's going to be speaking to us about the coronavirus. As soon as that happens, we'll throw it to him. So right now, we have David Gibbs on the line, and David, let's go ahead and take another question while we're waiting on the president.
Okay.
Let's see. We have Joe. Joe in Atlanta. You're on WSB. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. How about y'all?
We're great.
Yeah, I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you,
sweetie. How can we help you?
Yeah. Is it too late to plant bulbs? You know, tulips, daffodils, stuff of that nature.
We're a little late, Joe. It's really better to start those in December and, you know, carry them through January, but it's better to jump on that a little bit earlier. I'm afraid it's just not going to be, it's probably not going to give you too much. I think I'd go ahead and wait till next year and start. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good information. I appreciate
your
show. Thank you.
Off.
All right, yep. David. You get a weekend off now.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sweetheart. All right. Bye-bye. Well, David, when is the proper time to plant bulbs? Because I would like to get some daffodils in the ground. I mean, I love daffodils, and they always seem to be blooming earlier than they are supposed to. But when should we be planting those in our tulips?
December, you know, December, January in that frame, because you just want to make sure you buy really good quality bulbs, make sure they've been chilled properly. You know, we've had those years, remember, where they didn't come up very well, they weren't chilled right from where they were coming from. And you've also got to really to make sure you plant those things the right, you know, deep enough, not too deep, because they will receive a lot of problems with water. You know, we've had problems with them having root rot and other problems. So they come up and they just don't bloom well.
Okay, so what is the proper way? And you were saying keep them chilled. I've not heard that.
Well, you just want to buy a really reputable grower that chills them properly, and then when you put them in the ground, you know, rule of thumb's good 3 or 4 bulb sizes down. Then you want to fertilize the top, and as long as you do that, we have, you know, not too well. It has been a lot of rain, which isn't real great for them, but I think we're still having pretty good luck with them this year. There's been years where we really had a lot of trouble with them just not coming up very well, or they would just rot when they came up. So timing's critical, how far down you plant them, and according to where you want to fertilize them too. So those are the most important. And there's so many different types of bulbs now. You got the ones that, you know, bloom earlier, middle, later. You just have to make sure you really look into really what you want.
Okay. That sounds great. Folks, if you want to join us on the line, that's 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. If you have questions about your landscape with all the water we've had this winter, maybe you're thinking about getting your garden in order, or maybe some plantings that you have, some container gardening, some things are going on, David is the man to talk to with Gibbs Landscape. That's 404-872-0750. David, why don't you tell folks how to vote for you guys in the Consumer Choice Awards?
Well, we've got you can go online, and there's a website that you can go on, Consumer Choice website, and go through there. And then, you know, just go on their website. I would just Google it, and it'll go through the whole procedure of how to vote. So I would definitely do that and do it, please, quickly as possible, because there is a time issue on that.
And you guys are the best landscapers I've ever seen. Your crews are fantastic, and the Consumer Choice Awards are awesome, and some of my endorsements are on there, Artisan Custom Closets, Zero Res. I mean, they are just fantastic. If they've won a Consumer Choice Award, you know they are great companies. So they are the ones to hire. And Gibbs Landscaping has won over 300 awards. Congratulations. So,
thank you, Belinda. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's something to be proud of. Well, we have lots of people that are being screened right now, but what's one plant that you are excited that's coming down the road that people can put in their landscape that's kind of new that y'all are getting all excited about?
Right now, there's a lot of different types of hydrangeas that are out. I mean, it seems to be very popular at this point. The paper bush is another real pretty one that we're using a lot. And then the Japanese maples continue just extremely strong in terms of just what people want and really love, because it adds so much.
I love a Japanese maple. I have two of them in my landscape, and they are the focal point.
Yeah, of all the plants, I think that is the most favorite one. I mean, it's, you know, because plants do come in and out, but that particular one just doesn't. It always stays very popular. And any of those, the Emperor is a really great one. I don't know, any of the dissectums are great. I mean, any of those are just extremely popular right now.
You know what is really kind of getting on my last nerve in landscapes? Or when people plant their Leland cypress so close together, and then they grow and they're squished together, and then one of them dies, and they've this hole.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like they didn't plan for that.
Yeah, we see that all the time. Yeah, the Leyland cypress. Not as seen as many Leylands as we used to, because most of them pretty much died for people who just got mad and cut them down, you know, because they did well. But you do, you're right, see the hole. You know, the best thing to do is if you have a problem with like a Leyland, you know, go in with something like a Green Giant arborvitae. Find something. Don't use a Cryptomeria. We had a lot of Cercospora problems with those, disease problems. Find something similar and just plug it in there and don't worry about it. I mean, that's the main. And don't plant them too close.
Yeah. Got to think about their growth later on. Well, let's go back to the phone lines, David, and speak with Sandra in Roswell.
Okay, thank you.
Sandra, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Hi there. I'm great, thank you.
Good.
I'm so glad that I got in my truck and turned the radio on.
Well, me too.
Y'all wrong.
How can we help you, sweetie?
Okay, I have just recently let go of the people that have been doing my yard for me,
mm-hmm.
and for various reasons. But I'm trying to put everything together for myself, to do it myself this year. And I went to Pike's and checked out fertilizers. So I kind of know what kind of easy fertilizer put down. It's a dry one. It's organic. And I can just kind of throw it out. But in my yard, I have a lot of hydrangeas, azaleas, camellias. So I wanted a fertilizer that would kind of work on everything. But now my dilemma is when to do everything. I've got to put down mulch. I've got to do fertilizer. And I've got to put down preen for weeds. And I'm confused about if I put the mulch down now, then I can't do the fertilizer. But if I put the fertilizer down and we have a freeze in March, then it won't do any good. So my dilemma is, when do I do all this?
Okay, Sandra, thanks for the call. It's a good question. It really is. Now, what kind of grass do you have now or have you put in?
It's what is that? Zoysia. Meyer zoysia.
Mm-hmm. Meyer zoysia. So with Meyer zoysia, you definitely, your fertilizer, your preem, you want to go ahead and do right now.
Wait a minute. I've got somebody to take care of the grass for me. I'm just worried about, now this is all about plants.
Okay, so your plants. Okay, so you have, hydrangeas, you said, azaleas?
I have lots of hydrangeas in different types. And then I've got azaleas, and I have camellias, and a few other things that I'm not sure what they're called.
Okay, the azaleas definitely wait in after they're bloom and fertilize those. And I would just use a good, equal balance, slow-release fertilizer on those, but do it after they bloom.
Oh, after they bloom, okay.
Yeah, after they bloom, yeah, for sure. Now, the other plants, you can come in and fertilize those now. Now, you can go ahead now and combine, if you want, a pre-emerge with the fertilizer together and do it at the same time, and that's what we're doing now. And you're going to hit kind of everything except for the azaleas, and that'll take care of that problem right now.
Oh, okay. So
and
the
that
freeze
makes really,
won't matter if a freeze comes?
What's that, ma'am?
If a freeze should come, it won't bother the fertilizer.
It won't at all.
Destroy what?
Yeah.
Oh.
Use a drop spreader. Use the drop spreader, and it's just simple. It just shoots it out there.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. I had thought that.
Yeah, and don't forget about your dormant oil. That's a good organic. That's an oil that you spray your shrubs with. That will take care of your insects that will be emerging, you know, like your spider mites, white fly, all that lace bug that's emerging coming up in the spring.
Oh, great. Oh, gee. I guess I've taken on a lot here.
You've got your hands full, Sandra.
I can give you a lot more.
What about the preen? When you
the preen's good. I've used it before. Yeah, it's good. It's a product I've used before. It's good.
Now, when is... Do you put that down after you fertilize, or do you... When is that the right time?
You can do it at the same time. You can put that fertilizer and preen down at the same time. Just do them both.
Oh, fantastic. And now for the mulch, do I do the mulch last after everything else?
I would. I'd go ahead and put your fertilizer and everything and then go ahead and your mulch in March, and you're really good for the spring.
Do that in March. Okay.
I tell you what, Sandra, I've got an idea for you, sweetheart. Maybe you need to call Gibbs Landscape out just one time and have them come and look at what you have and make a calendar for you about what you need to do when with what. And so you can go by that, and that will help you know of what you need to be using on what plant. We've been given a minute and a half warning that the president's going to speak on the coronavirus, so we're going to have to step aside in just a few moments. But, David, I want you to give out your phone number in case we don't get back with you after that. How do folks get in touch with you if they want to have Gibbs Landscape come out and take care of their landscape?
Sure thing. It's 770-432-7761, or just easily GibbsLandscape.com. Either one. You can go on and Google us there. It'll pop right up. So whatever's easier. And call us. Please call us. We'd love to, Sandra, give you some ideas, and good luck with it.
Yeah,
she's got
a big project on her hands. Okay, we want to remind people to also go to Consumer Choice Awards and vote for Gibbs Landscape. And how is that just a one vote and you're done, or can you vote more than, you know, sometimes you can vote each day?
I think you can vote different time, and there's different areas, you know, because we've got different parts of the business you can vote for. So it should say on when you go on the site. I know it's pretty easy about explaining how to do the voting process.
Okay, that sounds great. And so your phone number again is 770-432-7761. And once again, we are waiting for President Trump to come on and speak about the coronavirus. And we know that's top of mind for everyone. David, I want to thank you so much for joining us by phone, because you couldn't get here because of the Olympic trials that have been blocking Peachtree Street. But thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome, Belinda. It was our pleasure, and thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, darling. All right, we're going to go
care.
To news. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.